This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Congress are back at work, and there's a lot going on this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate is expected to pass a temporary government funding measure. The House has a number of bills it hopes to discharge on issues from cybersecurity to protecting Olympic and Paralympic athletes from abuse. What's not on the docket right now? Another coronavirus relief package. At least not yet. The House may try to pass an updated version of the HEROES Act. It would come with a lower price tag. This is expected to be the last full week Congress is in session until after the November election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A federal court's decision to remove William Perry Penley as the head of the Bureau of Land Management could have a big impact on Colorado's public lands. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
Like many other Trump appointees, Penley, a former oil and gas attorney, never received Senate confirmation. That made much of his tenure illegal, according to a federal court in Montana. The ruling might invalidate his policies as the acting head of the BLM. The judge has asked for a list of Penley's decisions from the time period in question, which includes opening a wide swath of the Western Slope to oil and gas extraction. That could now be set aside. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new state rule that requires 2,000 feet between oil and gas drilling in homes and schools will likely take effect next year. A state commission approved the rule in a preliminary vote Monday. A final vote is expected by early November. Colorado weather is sunny and cool today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.